book lovers, welcome back to Rosé and Reads Podcast, a special episode of Rosé and Reads Podcast, actually. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
Today we have two guests.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Scott.
Our husbands are here.
Yeah. The husbands.
Yeah.
Cheers,
buddy.
Hey.
I love this.
Cheers.
Got their beers. So we're beers and books and
beers and books today.
Yes, I love this. So we're going to always start out with our wine about it segment. Guys, what are you whining about this week?
So for me, I travel a lot for my job. I'm gone every week. And my thing is two things on airplanes. I absolutely hate it. If you eat Korean barbecue right next to me,
God.
And then on top of that, play your music or your movie without AirPods.
That's so fucked.
Oh my gosh. I want to just throw you out the side of the fucking plane.
Yeah. You deserve a slap if you play your music on speaker.
So I'm sitting here, I was flying home yesterday, and I've got this individual that reminds you has a seatbelt extender and can take up the whole row by themselves.
Oh,
wow. And then they pull it down and they're just nudging me and licking their finger.
They
don't have any AirPods.
Oh my God.
That's my complaint of the week. My wine of the week.
From hell.
So when that happens to me, if somebody's like over on my side, I literally get in an elbow war. I'm like, we're okay.
Yeah.
3 hour elbow war. Let's fucking go. Like, I don't care. I don't care.
That's a good one.
If I'm going to be uncomfortable, so are you.
Like that. A little bit of a revenge.
I like that.
That's funny.
What do I want to whine? Oh, I want to whine about how the Chiefs never get called for holding.
Jumping right into the
Super Bowl. Yeah, I can see that.
They fucking never do. They held Nick Bosa like every play of the Super Bowl, and it was driving me insane. I had money on the 49ers, so I'm biased, of course. But
the Swifties had to win the Super Bowl, dude.
Exactly. Exactly.
NFL's rigged.
You can't
really think it is.
You can't let down
Taylor
Swift.
It was pretty bad, yeah.
I saw an article that since Taylor Swift, since this relationship started, that she's brought in over $300 million to the NFL.
Yep. Holy shit.
The Swift effect.
Well, that's worth, you know, making sure they win.
Exactly. That's my whole point. Yeah. I mean, it's all about money. That's what it's all about.
For sure.
The NFL has been trying to get Taylor Swift to play like their halftime for 10, 12 years, and she said no every time.
Well, because they don't pay them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't work for free.
Seeing as it was free.
Well, and seeing how she's making like a bazillion dollars on her tour.
Yeah. She doesn't need that.
No.
Everybody knows who Taylor Swift is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be playing for the Super Bowl.
So what about y'all? What are y'all whining about?
Oh, man. Okay, so mine is I was at the car wash a couple days ago, and I saw a sign right in the front. You have to pay. And it says, please, like, tipping here. And it was like, tipping? At the car wash?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a thing now.
Oh, yeah.
I tip everywhere.
You got to tip at Subway. I was at Subway.
I was fucking baffled.
I know. You got to tip at Subway. Coffee shops everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with tipping at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
But it's a dollar.
A dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
Just a little bit. Like, I'm okay with, like, a service industry, which a car wash, like, you're just taking my money and I'm going through the thing. Like, I think that they think that, like, just because you spray it down in the beginning that you deserve a tip for it. But, like, I don't need that.
Maybe
congratulations. Yeah, don't
maybe
do
at Walmart
that.
They'll start, you know, like, you gotta tip people to check you out.
Tip yourself. The self-checkout.
Good job, buddy. You did a great job. Deserve a buck.
Did you notice at Walmart they have now, instead of all the self-checkouts, they've gone back to regular ones?
I didn't really pay attention.
The scanners?
Yeah. I try to do the self-checkout as much as possible.
I do self-checkout.
Me too. Yeah. Even if I have like a shitload of load of groceries.
Yeah, Sophia's so OCD that she doesn't like it if other people do it.
No.
Because they don't do it good
enough. They don't bag it right.
Exactly. They don't put the frozen stuff with the frozen stuff. It's all just
random. It's so funny. Like, we'll go and we'll like literally have a cart full. And I just know now. I'm like, don't eat. There you go.
I got Jamie
over here. We're just like looking at the, you know, they got the cameras showing, hey, we know if you're going to steal. So we're just like looking at people on the screen and stuff.
I know. Steph always waves. She's like, hey.
Yeah. Jamie likes to dance in front of it now. It's pretty cute. What do I have to whine about this week? Allergies. That's about it.
They're the worst. Ooh.
You got a good life if that's all you got to whine about.
Yeah. True.
Well, this week it's allergies.
Mm-hmm. But those can be, when they flare up, it seems like it's the end of the world, though. I'm like, I'm done.
100%. dying. It'd be easier to die.
I've been addicted to my Benadryl this week. For sure.
Okay, so since we just finished up with ACOTAR, mm-hmm. Court of Thorns and Roses, I think, Scott, you don't know that series.
No
But I think over here, Sophia read it to Jeremy.
I did. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Was it the first three books?
No. I just read him the first book.
The first book.
It took me 2 full days, 12-hour reading sessions each day.
I worked the whole time.
I just sat in a chair and read.
She sat in my office with me and read to me.
The most annoying part was he guessed what was going to happen. He's like, oh, so like she's going to go with this guy, right? Like talking about Rhysand.
And I
was like,
yes, he was right almost every time. Mm-hmm. And then when Feyre had to like stab Tamlin, she's like, is Tamlin going to be the last one? Is she going to have to stab Tamlin? Is he going to die? And I was just like, how did you know?
She's going to have to choose. She's going to have to choose who dies.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I said.
So
somebody's going to have to die and she's got to choose. That's what I said.
What'd you think of it, like, overall?
It's definitely made for women. Yeah. 110%. But it was a good story. I'd give it a 7, probably, from my perspective.
That's pretty good.
It was a little weird in parts. So there's this one part where she's like, they're fucking, and she's fingering his feathers.
This is the second one, because you started listening.
Okay. He can grow wings. Yeah.
Feathers, though.
She's sucking, talking about fingering his feathers and stuff, and I was like imagining her fucking a bird, and I was just like, oh my god, like, that's fucking sick.
When he stopped listening, he was like,
yeah, I was like, I'm done with this, like, I'm done with the bird fuckers. Like,
halfway through A Court of Mist and Fury,
never heard his fucking Big Bird on Sesame
Street. Yeah, exactly.
Swear to god, he does not have feathers on his wings, they're like bat like.
So, I wonder what this podcast was about. Is there into the weird sexual stuff every week?
Yeah, the best part of her reading it was when they'd have the sex scenes and she would get so red and be like, I'm just gonna skip it. And I go, nope, say it out loud.
Yeah. You want to skip it?
Oh my god.
And now I'm kind of mad I read it to him, because he'll just come out of the corner and he'll be like, feast on me, Sabir.
Or like out of the shower, feast on me.
All the time.
Oh my god, I can't.
Finger my feathers, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, he doesn't.
Get in there.
He's going to say that all the time. Oh my god.
You were hoarse, though, after that.
Oh, my voice was gone.
Yeah, you were hoarse as hell.
Yeah, I had no voice the next couple days. It actually literally hurt. It was like midnight.
I can't believe
day.
You even read it to him. Scott would have been like, no, I'm over
this. I do Audible. I mean, that's what I do.
He said he didn't like the girl's voice.
I didn't.
He was like, gotcha. She's annoying. Will you just read
it
to me?
I thought she sounded annoying.
I haven't even read the ACOTAR series or I haven't listened to it on Audible. So, but I read it.
Yeah.
I don't know. So do you guys listen to books or do you actually read them?
Like, from I listen a guy's to books. Point
of view? I have Audible.
I have Audible. I listen to, through my work, we have a lot of sales books, self-help books that we recommend everybody. And mm-hmm. I listen to them in the car because it's nothing better to do, so it makes time go by. And
mm-hmm. Have you ever listened to like a Stephen King or a James Patterson, or like actually read them, or are you just all about that self-help?
I'm all about that better. Self-help, getting better at sales. That's
Jeremy reads a lot of those, or you did.
Yeah,
you read a lot.
Well, not sales, not sales,
like meditation books.
I do
how to,
like,
beat your brain or something, whatever.
Mindset.
Yeah, mindset, that's what it was.
Yeah,
how to beat your brain.
Beat that brain off.
Oh my god.
How to finger your feathers.
Dirty mindset.
Finger them feathers, girl.
No feathers.
Yeah.
No feathers.
Yeah, right now I've been listening to like a meditation book lately. It's also about changing your brain waves. So it's pretty interesting. You can actually, through meditation, you can change the brain waves that you're in.
Oh, that's cool.
And like when you're anxious or, you know, that kind of thing, it's a certain brainwave. I'm just like, I haven't mastered it. So I'm just, you know, listening to it. But it's interesting.
I read this book one time and it was called Blink. And my dad actually mm-hmm. gave it to me.
Yeah, I've never read
it. Did you read that?
It's all about your
instinct. And basically what
Blink?
Yeah,
I've never heard of this.
What
is that, a Malcolm Gladwell?
I think it is.
Jeremy.
It's so interesting. Actually, I actually read it and it was great. Was like basically your first instinct, what you think you should do in that moment is probably exactly what you should do. And if you don't, then it's like, oh, I blinked. Like I should have just done that.
Second guessing yourself.
I've done so many like golf trips with her dad. And like I'll see like a like a $100 polo and he'll be like, Just get it.
You want it.
You want it. Do it.
It's usually for more life decisions, but we do it all the time now. We're like, don't blink. Don't blink. Just do it.
Pretty nice. It's on Audible. It's called Extreme Ownership. It's by Jocko Willink. He's a former Navy SEAL. And it's a really good book about, because, you know, I manage a big group of people at our company. And so what it's about is just kind of like the ball rolls downhill to you. Like if something bad happens, like it goes through like their missions and things like that. And kind of like habit stacking, like every day. So like I have to run. There's my first thing off my checklist. And then I have to drink a gallon of water every day. That's going off my checklist. I have to do this. And
just like your daily routine.
They call it habit stacking. And it's just like, you just have a checklist of all your habits. And I have to have a list. Like every time I come home, I said it yesterday, I'm like, do you have a honey-do list for me? Because I just...
I make a honey-do list for him. So like if he has to fix something or I just kind of make it throughout the week. And then like during the weekend, he's like, okay, what do I need to do?
Well, yeah. We're going to adopt that.
You're always here though. You just give me something every day.
See, he's not here during
the list doesn't stack up.
Like, okay, now what do you need to do?
I like the honey-do list.
Yeah. I like to have it because I always make my bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Always. I think you start off your day fresh. You wake up, make the bed, take a shower, whatever you need to do. But it's like, okay, a clean room.
Yes.
And it's just nice to have. And so I think it's smart is to build good habits right from the start.
100%
is nice.
Well, if you pay attention to the verbiage he used, it was have to, not should.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
So that's
the mindset.
Yeah. That's the main thing is have
to do this.
Have to.
Yeah,
not should. Oh, I should, or
because then you can talk yourself out of it.
You can weasel. Your mind's a weasel.
Mine is.
Yeah, the first one of the chapters of the book is like, it's so funny, like the alarm clock. Like if people, like lazier people, you know, like their alarm goes off at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
and it's like it goes into like a psychology of how bad it is to hit snooze.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just.
Yeah, I'm a snoozer.
I'm not. I've gotten
a lot better about it.
Not at all. Like my alarm goes off and I'm up.
I tell people, awesome. As soon as that thing goes off, I'm up like Viagra, baby.
Damn. I'm jealous. You have some good habits over here.
You should read that book.
Kinda. But then you should see like our house and my laundry pile, my laundry chair.
I mean, the main gist of that book is it's all your fault.
Yeah. It's true.
It's all your fault. And it is true.
Well,
the reason it's important to have that attitude is because if you blame something else, you can't control that. By blaming yourself, you are full in control of yourself. That's why it's a good attitude to have.
I like that. I do too.
Well, like, I love it for my life because it's like there's going to be stuff when you're over so many people in a company and you have stuff's going to happen. Things are going to get fucked up and you just got to accept responsibility, even if it's not your fault. It's like, well, I didn't train that person properly.
Exactly.
And that's on me.
You hired him.
Exactly. So if I would have shown him better, maybe he'd have done better. So
maybe you should, next time you can hire better.
Yeah. There you go. There's always something you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gist of it.
Right on, guys.
Look at these self help
positivity. I like it.
Brews and books.
Brews and books.
I thought it was beers books. I thought it was books and bros.
Books and bros.
Beers and books.
Fingers and feathers.
Jamaica. Fingers and feathers.
Oh my god! So, are you guys bringing any books on the cruise?
Yay, cruise.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all bringing money to gamble, right?
How to card count?
That's nice. Right.
No. We're bringing books on the cruise.
I like listening to autobiographies of successful business owners as well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's smart. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite?
Probably Shoe Dog.
Shoe Dog.
What's that one?
It's Bill Knight, the founder of Nike.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Shoe
it
Dog.
Is a good. It basically goes. It starts. He starts the book right after he graduates from college, basically, and he goes through the whole thing. They almost went bankrupt. like several times.
Yeah.
And he had a massive lawsuit basically like before he even started Nike that almost, I think it was called Blue Ribbon, was the original company.
Oh, wow.
It's a good book. It's a good book. Nice. I like Sam Walton's book too.
Sam Walton has a good book.
I need to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, those are books you would like.
I do. My probably my favorite book I've ever listened to is Mamba Mentality, the Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe book.
So there's a story in it. And so like everyone in this room, you people, all you see is this beautiful physique right now.
Oh,
and I used to be kind of heavy set.
Mm-hmm.
And so I listened to this book called Mamba Mentality by Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. And there's a story in there that he, and y'all see my snaps where I run at like 5 a.m. every morning.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a story, they're in the Olympics and they're training. And they're in Vegas doing training. And the night before, they're all like, yeah, we're going to go out, hit the Vegas Strip. And Kobe's like, no, I'm going to bed. The next morning, they have shoot around at 6 a.m. in a workout.
Mm-hmm.
And they all show up. And Kobe's already finished his workout before 6 a.m., before they even get there. And mm-hmm. they're like, our whole mentality changed because we saw Kobe do all that. And that's the Mamba mentality. So
100%.
That's the best.
Right on.
I love that book.
So. Yeah, I saw this interview with somebody that played with him. Mm-hmm. And he was a rookie.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I'm a rookie. He, you know, he's a young kid. So he's like, I got to work hard if I want to play on this team, you know. And he said he showed up early, like 3 hours before practice, mm-hmm. and was like, I'm going to get a workout in. And Kobe's already there, mm-hmm. right? Sweating ass. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know how much. He's like, I don't know how long he'd already been there. But Kobe just, you know, gave me the nod. And we're on the other side of the court. And I worked. He goes, I worked for 2 hours and mm-hmm. I was done. And then I look over and Kobe's still going.
Yeah.
And then I go in the locker room and then come back out and Kobe's like just finishing up. And he said, I go over to him and I go, man, why are you working at, like, you've been out here for how long? Like, he goes, yeah, when I saw you, I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I would always work harder than you.
Oh. Reality check.
Yeah.
Welcome to the league.
No matter how hard you work, I'm going to work harder.
Yeah.
Dang.
I had somebody one time like, why do you post like, they're like, you're not like a Instagram fitness model, like,
yet.
Why do you post yet? Like, why do you do that? Because like, all of my sales reps, they follow me on social media. Mm-hmm.
So if they see, always posting.
So if they see team. If they see the old man has ran mm-hmm. 20 miles in the week before,
mm-hmm.
so like my motto is like, I'll put on there like hashtag work while they sleep.
Work while they sleep.
And when they wake up, they're just like, damn dude, you ran 5 miles this morning. And I was like, shit, I gotta go to the gym after work.
So, you're motivating the young folk.
That's what he says.
That's right.
Like, I don't. Just annoying
though.
But they ate it up.
Well, he
ate it up.
He posts for them, but he does the workout for him.
That true. Right. True.
You know, like
I do it for him.
He's gonna.
Oh. Right. Hub, hub. Wow, wow, wow.
Feathers. We are going on a cruise, so
gotta get that beach bod.
That's right.
So. I can't believe you guys are not here doing this.
Yeah.
You asked for it.
I like it. Their voices sound very nice on the mics. They're like deep and nice. I can't even sound like
real nice and deep.
Right, real nice and deep.
They fashion action.
Maybe. Anyways, what we got next up on the list there, Haley?
Okay, so when you finish a book, Soph, do you? Yes. Run to Jeremy and tell him about it, or do you just keep it to yourself and
no.
like, move on?
I'm over here trying to explain what happens to mm-hmm. Jeremy like the whole time I'm mm-hmm. reading the book, and he's just like,
even
okay,
like while yeah. you're reading it,
yeah. like if something really exciting happens, mm-hmm. I try to talk to him about it, and he goes, that's really great, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Scott will literally look at me and he's like, I don't care.
Yeah, well, he said that too, but I was trying to make it nice.
Well, no, she knows like I don't care, but
yeah,
I mean,
she doesn't
well, like,
care.
Let's put it this way, like if I came home from playing a round of golf and went through every shot of golf, you literally every time I talk to you about golf, you say I do not care.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's true. So, I literally do. I'm like, yeah. well, because it's so often. Like, it's not like it's yeah, just
you read
one
a book
time.
Every day.
I know. I do. I like we read so much. But I will say this: I finished The Handmaid.
Was it good? Did you like
Housemaid.
It?
Sorry, Housemaid. Sorry, The Handmaid Tale. That's what I was thinking. The Housemaid.
Yeah.
yeah. And I immediately it was so twisty and
dark
and stuff that I was like, this is what this book was about. And I just went detail. And he was like, oh, that does sound pretty cool. But
mm-hmm. I mean, but like that one.
That's about it. He'll ask me what I'm reading and I kind of tell him just a gist. But
yeah,
I mean,
I try to give him so as much. Many details as I can because I want right. him to feel what I'm feeling. But he's like, honey, I really just don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But he tells me about his fantasy football games and I listen intently.
people thought. Oh, Madden. I knew it was Madden. I thought it was called fantasy football.
My attitude with it is, I don't care, but I love you. And if you just need somebody to dump, you know, your shit on at 11 o'clock at night, I'm that person. Aww. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really sweet.
I'll listen, you know, but I'm not going to be like, no, she didn't. That bitch.
We're not taking a quiz about it. The Spark Notes version.
No.
Question quiz at the end, boys.
I say, because when I was telling you about that book the other day, like last week or whatever, you were like, that actually does sound pretty good. That's pretty twisty. I'm like, into it a little bit. At least I like to think you are.
I was listening the whole time.
Supportive. Love it. Yeah. What do y'all think of us doing this podcast? Just because I'm curious.
I love it. I mean, I think it's great that, you know, especially like I'm gone all the time. So I love it that, you know, you have something that you can do. Mm-hmm. Keeps you busy throughout the week with everything else you're doing. So it's something that you have.
And something fun.
I was actually, I work in hospitals and I actually sent both of y'all a Snapchat. I know I sent it to Haley. I was in Louisville a couple weeks ago. And a lot of the nurses that I see, if I ever see a nurse that's reading a book, I'm like, hey, my wife has a podcast.
He shouts us out.
And like this nurse, she's like, okay, let me go to my computer real quick. And she's like, what's it called? And she looked it up and she's like, she's like, which one's your wife? I was like, the brunette. She's like, they're both brunette. I said, the one on the left. She goes, oh, okay. And so she went and added, she's like, I'm going to listen to it. So,
shout out to that nurse in Louisville.
Shout out to you in Louisville.
Hopefully you're watching.
Susie in Louisville. Give me some patience.
I saw that. Because he literally sent me the snap, and we had our little page up there on Spotify on her computer. It's like, oh,
that's so cute.
Yeah.
I try to promote.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. We're getting the word out.
We like doing it because it's just an outlet for us to talk about books because we read them anyways.
Yeah.
And we talk to each other about them every time we saw each other. We'd be like, what are you reading? What are you reading? What are you doing? And so it's kind of nice to do something a little out of our comfort zone.
A little.
A lot. But it's been fun. I mean, more than anything, like we just always are humbled. And we're like, we need to just do this for fun.
Actually, anybody listening, tell them why you listen. And then also tell them, you know, maybe some ideas for them.
Oh,
yeah.
Give us some suggestions.
Some ideas. Yeah, give feedback. If you're like, fuck you ugly bitches, go ahead.
I haven't gotten any hate yet, but I've heard.
Let's get the first one. Come on.
Jeremy was the one who gave us the idea to whine about it, so thank you.
And you know what? We love that segment.
I love that segment. It's my favorite one.
I know. And I think for season two, because season one's about to wrap up here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Season two, we're going to do different segments and different content. We're going to have more guests on.
Probably more content too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to switch it up a bit, but it's kind of fun to kind of like do this.
This is super fun.
Talk to other people about what they read because we don't read self-help.
You guys, I just had a good idea. You guys should get the owner of that bookstore.
What bookstore?
The
Two Friends bookstore?
Yeah, you guys should get them.
Or Pearl Books too in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Pearl Books. Yeah, I mean, if we could, they're probably really busy, but that would be really fun.
But I'm sure they would love to promote their
local bookstore.
Yeah, they'd love to promote their store.
This podcast in their bookstore.
Yeah. Everything's movable.
It's movable.
Arizona, our Airbnb drove by. I was like, this place would be awesome. So it was a bookstore. And it was it had a bar, a bookstore, and a game room, and all, I was like, man,
I know I didn't get to go in it. It was right down the street from us, and it was
that sounds cool.
All in, it was a straight bar too. Upstairs had this awesome patio lookout, and then downstairs was all these books. I mean, it was the coolest bookstore.
It was like Barnes & Noble meets Dixon Street Bar. Meets Arcadia where we had Jamie's birthday.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
It was really neat.
Pretty sweet. Yeah,
I wish I would have went in it. I just didn't have enough time. Right, I'm sad.
She was never enough time for to go.
Truth comes out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, who wants to go in a bar when you're hungover?
I mean, hair of the dog.
Yeah, hair of the dog.
No.
Want my bed?
Yeah.
The juicy cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's right.
And my book.
Yes. Okay. So, do we have anything else?
Do you have a question?
No. Y'all have any questions for us? Oh, wait. What kind of advice can you give for other husbands of book lovers? That was it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my last one.
Let them read. Be a good listener, like you were saying earlier. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Let the people read.
I think it's good. Like I'll go first. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think it's good, like when I'm home, I try to, you know, if Savvy and Frankie are there, just Savvy. I try to kind of take them away.
Yeah.
Like that way, she can kind of have her time because sure. It's chaos Monday through mm-hmm. Thursday when I'm not home. So it's like mm-hmm. if she can have. So she got this new little nook or what was it? It's this huge ass chair. I don't know what to call it.
Nice.
She got this new huge ass chair, but it's like her little space to read her book. And so mm-hmm. try to give her the space to read her book. I'd say that would be my advice. Just give your partner, you know, a couple hours. Take the kids.
Yeah, if you got kids.
Be a grown ass man. Take your kids.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
100%. But also, like, if you're somebody who doesn't have a hobby and your wife has the hobby of reading a book, just get a hobby.
Yeah.
100%. Keep yourself busy and just be like, you're always on your book. Well, don't like, bitch.
Go do something. I get it, though. Like, okay, but one thing, though, is the ladies. If you're about to just spend 2-3 days reading a book nonstop, at least give them a warning.
Yeah. I did. You know, I gave you a warning with that.
I didn't say you didn't. I'm just saying you should.
So Flame and Shadow
like,
came out.
I'm not like, going to... I'm not going to talk to you for 2 days, just so you know.
And then I'm peacing out. That's true. Like the releases that come out for such popular books, yeah. We have to read them like immediately. We don't have to, but we choose to. And so it's like, okay, we're out for yeah. like 4 days max.
Yeah,
city. So please take all the children.
Yes, please take all the children.
But for the most part, we try to, you know, even it out a little bit.
Yeah, same.
Hello.
Same. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for joining us on this extra special episode.
Hey, wait. Like and subscribe.
Oh, there you go.
I know you see the like button down there. Hit it. Just hit it. These girls work hard. Come on.
Thank you for the support, honey.
Yeah.
I forgot where I was in my spiel.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely time to go.
Sorry.
Thanks, guys, for joining us. As always, I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
Bye.
Bye. Peace out.